The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Hey, welcome to Political Bombshell on this New Year's Eve. Yes, you know what we do on New Year's Eve. Don't play like you don't know what goes on. You know exactly what goes on New Year's Eve. This is Political Bombshell, by the way. Your host, Rayshon Blyden. I don't do such things, though. Yeah, right. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshell.cf. So, how many of y'all gonna drink and drive? Raise your hand. I can see them out there. Better be careful. That's the one thing that I could definitely say I don't do. I've done that when I was younger. I first came over and my crew, that's what we did. You know, that's why that was the American way. That's what I thought. Young Americans, we go out to the club, get drunk, get rejected from the chicks and all this other stuff, and drive home drunk and frustrated. So, yeah, that was me younger. Don't do that no more. Most times, if I'm gonna drink, as you, many of you who see my Snapchat, you can attest to this, that I'm telling the truth. When you see me drinking, I am in my home drinking, so I do not drink and drive. Obviously, of course, if I have responsible friends and I go out, then and they're driving, then I will get a little tipsy out there. So anyway, today I want to talk about, I had it right in my mind. Oh, things aren't what they always seem. Things are not what they seem to be. And that is true. How do I know? Because I used to be like that. So later on in the show, I'll talk about that. Things are never what they seem. So, and it's not a good thing. Not a good thing. It will really come back to you. So anyway, we won't get into that right now. Let's see some of the headlines we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about John Kelly. He jabs Trump on the way out. A virus cripples the newspapers. LA Times Tribune hit foreign entity. Florida school shooting voted top news story of 2018. Giuliani rips Mueller the donkey. Time to put up or shut up, he says. We'll talk about that. Special counsel responds early in Supreme Court fight. What else? We're going to talk about shutdown week two. Hopefully stays like that forever. I don't care. Let's make a deal. McConnell at center of impasse. Uncharacteristically disengaged. I don't know if it's uncharacteristically because he used to be like that. You got Pelosi, parties in Hawaii. That's a sight I don't want to see. China pushes for primacy in space, and a whole lot of other things. My friend would be interested in the rise of UFO sightings. He's into the UFO stuff. Inside erotic Illuminati ball, that's what she said, and so much more right after this.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're still here, are you? I guess it must still be morning and you guys haven't gone out to get drunk yet. Who goes to New York to watch the ball drop? Hands, show your hands. Let me see them. I've never been curious about that, nor will I ever be curious about it. I just don't get the hubbub, you know? I haven't used that word or heard that word in forever. I don't know what all the hubbub is, what all the fuss is. You go watch a ball drop, boom, bam, bing, and you get drunk. Maybe you get robbed, you know, or if you're a girl, maybe you get drunk, you get into some, well, okay, this is not an adult, so we won't get into these topics here. Let's get back to some news, but you get where I'm going with this. You never know. Of course, if I could find a hot Asian chick, all right, let's stop it. Let's get back to some news here. Okay, let's start with Mega Meltdown. Vape shop clerk goes berserk over Trump gear. Let's see what this is. Let's see. Update. Exhale City Vape Shop fires racist Trump-hating liberal after screeching meltdown caught on video. Good. I'm glad he got fired. You don't do that. You work some, first of all, it's not your company. If it was your company, I could still have a little bit more slack, but still I wouldn't condone it. But it's not your company, dude. You work there, right? I'm a vapor. So if I come into your shop, well, it's not your shop, a shop where you work, and I'm wearing my Trump gear, you're going to have a meltdown? I will punch you right in the mouth if you try to... Okay, so anyway, let's read this. A clerk at Exhale City Vape Shop in Tucker, Atlanta went absolutely ballistic after a customer wearing a Trump t-shirt walked into the establishment. The pro-Trump customer was denied service and asked to leave the store while the vape shop employee accused him of being a racist mother effer, but he said the whole word. A black man was also standing in front of the counter watching it all go down, and it was all caught on video. If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave, the triggered employee said. The customer refused to be bullied and told the clerk to call the police. This is when things took a wild turn. F off, dude. F off. Get the F out of here. But he's actually saying the whole word, obviously. The employee screamed as he assaulted the customer. The employee is heard talking on the phone, presumably to his boss, where he calls President Trump a treasonous a-hole. At this point, the lunatic employee walks back over to the Trump-supporting customer, assaults him, then calls him the N-word. So this was a black Trump supporter, I'm guessing. Yeah, wow. Leave the store, leave the store, leave the store. F off, get the F out, N, the employee screamed. At one point, the customer threatened to call the cops for assault if the employee didn't ring up his order. The employee continued to melt down and refused to serve a paying customer. The best part about this video is that the pro-Trump customer refused to back down to the liberal lunatic. The Yelp page for Exhale City Vape Shop in Tucker, GA, was quickly filled with one-star reviews calling for the unhinged employee to be fired. Update, Exhale City fired the unhinged employee last night. The unhinged lunatic was costing the store business and its reputation. The Facebook page since been suspended. Now, there's the Facebook page says here, to our friends and customers, tonight we had an employee act improperly towards a customer. Exhale City does not tolerate this kind of behavior from its employees. When we identified the employee at fault, we fired him immediately. We've also spoken to the customer and apologized. We value our clients and treat them with respect and dignity, regardless of their political views. So there you go. As another comment says, as a privately owned website, we reserve the right to edit or remove comments that contain spam, advertising, blah, 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 blah. So there you have it. That definitely wouldn't have been me. I'm telling you, the minute he assaulted me, oh man, I would Oh man, I wouldn't have been. I would have probably been in jail myself. I wouldn't. I'm not that. I'm not the Trump supporter for you to try to do stuff like that to. I am not. I will F you up if you try to do any stuff like that to me. I'll tell you right now. Not because I'm a Trump supporter. Republican, conservative mean that you're gonna just think that you're gonna be able to assault me and talk to me any kind of way you want, and I'm just gonna sit back and take it because I'm a law-abiding citizen. Oh no, you assault me, I am gonna assault you triple as much as you assaulted me. So, I mean, I'd like to play the video, but it's language warning, so I'm not gonna be able to play it. So, that's it for that story. Okay, what else do we have here? Let's get back to this. What is this? Conservative writer dies of swine flu at 26. Oh man, that's sad. Let's see what this is about. Conservative writer Bree Payton dies suddenly at 26 in San Diego. A 26-year-old political writer and TV commentator died suddenly on Friday, a day after being hospitalized with swine flu, her friends and employer said. Bree Payton, a staff writer at conservative news and opinion website The Federalist, was found unresponsive and barely breathing Thursday morning by a friend and was rushed to San Diego Hospital, according to the Karen Bridge Foundation page set up for her. Doctors did a CT scan and found that she had the H1N1 virus, commonly called the swine flu, and possibly what else did she have? Meningitis? That sounds familiar. Thank you everyone for your prayers. Unfortunately, Bree has passed. Please send prayers to her family. Rest in paradise, you beautiful soul. Sad. Very sad. Very sad indeed. Franklin Graham says, Facebook ban was personal attack towards me. I didn't realize that they banned him. See, this is why Facebook is horrible. It makes me so mad because they're so blatantly banning conservatives just because you're either conservative or if you support Trump, they ban you. It makes me so angry. It really does. I don't understand how they could claim that they're neutral when clearly they're nowhere near neutral. It makes me really angry. It really does. I can't deal with them. You know, I don't use it for personal use anymore. Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. I'm so tongue twisted. I'm so mad I can't speak. Evangelist Franklin Graham on Sunday accused Facebook of personally attacking him after the company banned him from the platform for 24 hours. They make me so mad. They really do. You never hear them banning anyone else but conservative. You mean to tell me everyone else is squeaky clean, the liberals? Okay, so anyway, let's see. So they banned him from the platform for 24 hours over a post he published in 2016. Why are they going back to 2016, Graham? The president of the Evangelism Organization and the Billy Graham Association said on Fox News, after discussing how the social media platform moderates content on a day-by-day basis, I think it was just really a personal attack towards me. His comments came a day after a Facebook spokesperson confirmed to the Charlotte Observer that Graham had been banned from the site for 24 hours last week over content he posted in 2016. The spokesperson said that Graham was mistakenly banned from the site after the post in question was flagged by its content review team for violating company policy, banning dehumanizing language and excluding people based on factors like sexual orientation and race. The post had targeted Bruce Springsteen for canceling a North Carolina concert at the time due to the state's House Bill 2 or bathroom bill. He says the NC law HB 2 to prevent men from being able to use women's restrooms and locker rooms is going backward instead of forward, which is true. How could you ban someone for telling the truth, freaking idiots? Graham said in reference to the singer in the post, well, to be honest, we need to go back to God, back to respecting Houston and honoring his commands. I agree. Graham Page has since been reinstated. Problem with Fakebook, if you disagree with their position on sexual orientation, then you could be classified as hate speech is true, or that you're a racist. This is a problem, Graham said Sunday of the social media company. The Bible is truth, and I would hope Fakebook would look to the Bible and get some instruction from God's word. Fakebook plans on apologizing to the administrator of Graham's Facebook page, according to a spokesperson from the company. Graham said on Fox that he would accept the apology. In addition to his comments on Sunday, Graham claimed that Fakebook was trying to define truth in a post on the website. Truth is truth, he wrote. God made the rules and his word is truth. This is true. God made the it's true, you know? And they don't believe in God, obviously. So they don't think that his word is truth. So Facebook, Fakebook, is censoring free speech. The free exchange of ideas, part of our country's DNA. Have a look, buyers of clay are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data. We'll be right back. How are you? Very good. One more day. And it's a new year, 2019. What are your plans for 2019? Do you have any plans for 2019? As far as goals, resolutions and such, do you have any? That was supposed to be my topic of the show, being that we're going into a new year. I could still touch on that, but I still want the main topic to be people are not what they seem to be as far as what they display to the world through social media and or even real life, like in a work setting. We're not there yet, so I'm not going to talk about that. We're still doing the news here. So, virus cripples newspapers, LA Times Tribune hit foreign entity. Let's see what this is all about. So, the LA Times Tribune publishing hit by cyber attack disrupting paper delivery. A malware attack struck the Los Angeles Times and Tribune publishing on Friday, disrupting the distribution of the Saturday edition of papers across the country. Tribune publishing first detected the malware in its computer systems on Friday that impacted some back office systems, which are primarily used to publish and produce newspapers across our properties, a representative said. Tribune promptly secured the environment and created workarounds to ensure we could print our newspapers, the spokesperson continued, adding that there was no evidence that customer credit card information or personally information has been compromised. Identifiable. Couldn't get it out. Yes, no personal identifiable information has been compromised. The company has brought in external expert resources that, you know who it was? The Russians did it! The Chinese! I'm more believe Chinese than Russians, but let's continue. Even the Democrats could have done it. Who knows? Or paid someone to contain the malware and remedy any lingering issues. The websites and mobile applications, however, have not been impacted. A cyber attack, which one unnamed inside source told the Times is believed to have origins outside of the United States. See, they want to blame the Russians. Also affected the release of West Coast editions of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, which are printed at the LA Times printing plant in downtown LA. Websites for the papers were not affected by the attack, the Tribune publishing rep said. Tribune papers include Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Sun, Hartford Current, and the New York Daily News. Jeff Light, editor and publisher of the San Diego Union-Tribune, which was sold along with LA Times to a billionaire Patrick Soon-Shingong, whatever, last June, but still uses Tribune computers and printing systems. He said that the outage hobbled our ability to publish and promised delivery of the Saturday paper with Sunday edition. The rep for Tribune Publishing offered no further details about suspicions of foreign involvement in the attack on its computer systems, but said that the case had been reported to the FBI. And the Russians did it! I know that the Russians did it! Filipino girl receives shoebox from American boy 11 years later. Aww. Very cute. Not reading it. Next. What do we have here? Putin New Year's letter to Trump. Moscow open for dialogue. Very good. Very good. Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin told his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump in a New Year's letter on Sunday that Moscow was ready for dialogue on a wide-ranging agenda, the Kremlin said, following a series of failed attempts to hold a new summit. We shall see what happens with that. We shall see. Living paycheck to paycheck, disturbingly common. Unfortunately, I am in that boat, and I am really in a sinking boat when I have a mortgage next year. But am I going to be unhappy? No, I'm going to be much happier than I am here. And anyone who knows me, from the time I was a little boy crawling, I've always had one thing in my life. Do you know what it is? A dog, a puppy. That is sadly missing, very depressingly missing. And I've had enough of this. And I need to go back to that very strongly. So yes, I will be living paycheck to paycheck even worse than I am now, with very little disposable income. But I am not going to be unhappy. I finally enrolled in the 401k plan because the job is finally matching. It's not matching as much as I would like it to match. There are some companies that match dollar for dollar, not this company. They do not match dollar for dollar. But I have enrolled in the 401k program. They are doing some matching. That's why I didn't enroll for all the years I've been there. They never matched, and I refused to enroll in it. So now I am enrolled. So we will see. So even though I'm going to be living paycheck to paycheck, I should be reassured that I've started funding for my retirement. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I thought that getting some sugar gliders, because I always wanted some of those. Well, actually, that wasn't my first choice. I wanted I can't even think of the name of the cat now. It's a domestic cat mixed with a wild cat. I can't think of the name. Savannah. I wanted a Savannah cat originally, but when I saw the price, I was like, okay, I will never be able to afford a Savannah cat. Even if I could afford the high price tag of how much they cost, trying to take care of one would certainly be challenging. Plus, I didn't live in an apartment. I was still living in an apartment, so there was no way I was gonna be able to have a big cat such as that. And for sure, my sugar gliders would be cat meat for sure. But that's what I wanted. I generally don't like, you know, domesticated cats. I just don't. I had them when I was a little boy. You know, but I'm not a cat person. I've always loved my dogs, but I've always been fascinated with large cats. I've always wanted one. So I thought that if I'd gotten one of those because I couldn't have a dog, that would make me happy. But I was like, this landlord isn't going to let me get a cat of that size. He won't even let me get a dog. Never mind, that cat is as big as any dog. So that probably would not work out pretty well, even if I could afford it. And this little ass apartment, the cat would not be happy. So I love my sugar gliders, don't get me wrong, but they're just not sociable animals. Well, look who's talking. I'm not sociable either. Okay, shut up, you. But dogs are very social. I always think of Zeus. He always knew what to do. Like, if I was happy, He'd go grab his chew toy for me to play with him, if I was sad, he'd come and comfort me. He was a very smart dog. I really wish, I don't even want to get into that. Some crooked neighbors who happened to be Puerto Rican, they really did me dirty. To this day, I don't think all those puppies died. They had a female Roddy, and we bred them, and I didn't want any money. All I wanted was the pick of the litter. And they claim all the dogs died. I really don't believe any word of that. So they deprived me from having a a puppy from my favorite dog that I've ever had ever in the world. So I'll never forgive them for that. And I'm very forgiving. I've forgiven many things, but I'm not going to forgive that, because they deprived me of having a puppy from my favorite dog in the world. So that was not good. That was really a bad thing. Not happy about that at all. So needless to say, there's no way I could ever go back to getting a Rottweiler, because if I can't have a Rottweiler that was from Zeus, I don't want a Rottweiler ever. I even have trouble looking at, when I see a Rottweiler, someone with a Rottweiler, especially if it's a German bloodline like Zeus was, I get really sad about it. So there's no way I'm going to be able to get a Rottweiler. That's not going to happen. So like I said, I'm leaning towards, I think I talked about this before, I'm leaning towards a Golden Retriever or a Yellow Lab. They both have different personalities, so I guess from what I read and the videos I looked at, the Golden Retriever is more laid back and lazy, for a lack of a better word, not that sociable towards you. I don't know if that's the right thing I'm saying. I read this before, I don't remember exactly, but I'm leaning towards the Yellow Lab. I've always wanted one. They're very intelligent animals, and so I'm leaning towards a Yellow Lab. I wouldn't be opposed to getting a Chocolate Lab, though. Those look pretty cool. So I'm still researching and thinking about which one I want, but it's going to be a Lab. There's no question about that. I'm going to get a Lab. A friend, a coworker, an associate, he says I should get a guard dog, and you know, that's not really what I want this time around. I don't want a guard dog. I mean, I already have something to guard me, but we're not going to talk about the Second Amendment. I want a companion dog this time around. This time I'm actually going for a companion dog. Zeus, he was a guard dog. He was supposed to be a guard dog. He was a guard dog, but he's very sociable and companion. I could remember everything. This dog was too smart for his own good. He would mimic things like how humans sit down in a chair. He'd put his little butt on the chair and put his paws on the ground. He was so funny. He'd eat grapes and he'd spit the seeds out. He was so smart. Every time I'd take him to, he also knew if I said, "You want to go for a walk?" He'd grab his leash. If I said, "You want to go for a ride?" He'd go downstairs and just sit by the car. So he was a very smart dog. So, I'm not sure how I got off to the tangent about dogs. Let's get back to some news. News. I was talking about living paycheck to paycheck is disturbingly common. Disturbingly common is right. Very, very right indeed. They're not immune to the harsh reality of living paycheck to paycheck, according to dozens of people who responded to the Washington Post inquiry on Twitter. They're millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers. They work in big cities and rural towns. They've tried to save, but rent, childcare, student loans, and medical bills get in the way. Stop right there. Rent, yep, it's getting in my way. In fact, it went up $150 since I lived here in the last 3 years. Childcare, I don't have any children, so that's, I don't have to worry about that. Student loans, yep, that got in the way. Medical bills, yes, got in the way. So I say, all of those things except childcare got in the way. So, it's very, very difficult to save money under those conditions. I still managed to save money and enough where I'm able to handle all the expenses to go along with becoming a homeowner, which was the down payment, you know, the attorney fees, and moving fees. Generally speaking, people will ask co-workers or friends to help you move them move. I'm not doing that. This time around, I've opted for professionals. And it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, if I was moving a lot further away miles wise, it would be a ton more. But because I'm not moving that far away, it's a manageable amount, only in the hundreds instead of the thousands that I thought it was going to be. And that's when I started saving money, because I knew as soon as I took the course to be a first-time homeowner, I was already serious about it then. And I already knew that I had to put money aside for a certain thing, and I started to do that, and I'm glad that I did. So, plus once I'm moved in, you know, it's not a brand new house, so there are cosmetics, things that eventually, and my agent, I've talked about him, super agent, Tom, is amazing. I asked him because the seller, he's obligated to take care of the stuff that's, you know, as far as a safety issue, and he's taking care of those stuff. But the cosmetic stuff that we asked for, he's not obligated to, and he's not going to do that. So I asked Super Tom and Super Agent Tom to if he would mind putting in order of importance the cosmetic stuff that I need to get done first, and he did that for me. So that was very nice of him. I have a friend, acquaintance, coworker, who has family that does that kind of stuff and will give me a really fair deal. And so when I get to that point, I will forward the letter to him so he can turn give it to his family member. They can come over and we can discuss what we're going to do. I'm going to let them know I'm going to go in order of importance by that list, and I'm going to do them one by one, and it's going to be long term because I'm not going to be able to shell out all the money to buy whatever they need and pay them. So I'll let them know right off the bat it's going to be a long term thing. But yes, I'm very excited about that. One more day. It's going to be January 1st. Then after that, the countdown begins to a new day for me. And I have God to thank for this new life that's going to be given to me. And, well, I guess I could tell you guys. Don't tell anyone. I have come out of retirement for one more album. In fact, the album is already finished, and it's been sent to my distributor, and it'll be out probably February. I don't know if you guys ever listened to any of my music, but I did a Christian album, geez, years ago. It was dedicated to my grandmother when she died, and the name of the album was Power in Jesus. And so it's only fitting, my grandfather, he died, and not recently, but let's see, he died in April 7, 2015. And so I came out of retirement, and I've dedicated that album to him. And the name of that album is Power in Jesus 2. So it came out very, very good, I have to say. Very good album. The only difference is Power in Jesus, the first one, that was original music that I did. But Power in Jesus 2, it's not original, it's a cover album. And it really cost me an arm and a leg, this because my distributor, before, they'd never charge me a licensing fee for each individual cover song. They are now doing that. And so just do the math. If you have 10 songs on the album, 10 times you know, how much they charge me for each license. So yeah, it's a very expensive album. And typically my Christian music albums don't sell like my other albums. And so basically what I'm trying to say is this album is going to cost me much more to put out than it's going to put in. But I wasn't looking at it in that way. I wanted to give this album, I wanted to put this album out there, letting God know that I am there to worship. I am here to please Him, because He has looked out for me for all these years. And here we are in 2019, right around the corner, a day away. And I am on my way to living the American dream, having a job that, yes, it's paycheck to paycheck, but I'm still able to survive, and I'm not poor. I'm able to have a home. I will have a dog eventually. I'm looking to have the dog when it's warm. So there's some things I obviously got, I want to take care of before I get the dog. Well, I should say puppy, because I'm not going to get a dog. I'm gonna get a puppy. So I'm going to most likely get the puppy when I'm on vacation, so I get to spend time and break the puppy in and so on, and figure out how I'm going to introduce the Sugar Gliders to the puppy and vice versa. So that should be something. That'll be some nice political bombshell talk. I know Zoom, she's not going to be afraid of the puppy. Zoom is bold. Matrix, that's a different story. She'll be afraid. But I'm very much looking forward to that. I definitely, one of the first things I'm going to do, and Super Agent Tom, he put that on the list of things as the first priority thing I should do as far as what I need to do that the seller is not doing. And I don't like cooking with electric. That's just, it don't taste the same. Cooking with on fire gas, the food tastes so much better. And so the problem I had, which I originally I did not want to get the house that I have, that I'm gonna have now, because there's no gas there. It was electric range. So I told him, get rid of that. I don't want that. But the problem is that because I'm moving in the winter, the gas company is not gonna allow any pipeline to be ran to the house. So I have to wait until, I think Super Agent told me in April. So that's the first thing I'm gonna take care of. It's not, the good thing is the gas company is not gonna charge me to run the line, because I think it's less than 150 feet. So they won't charge me for that, but I have to pay a plumber to run the pipe and stuff. So I don't know how much that's gonna cost. So I have to put aside for that, and a gas stove. I want to have the gas stove in house, so when the plumber is there, he could just attach the gas stove. And so I was looking at Sears on Sunday, and they had some really excellent stoves. They're not as expensive as I thought. They had some really nice ones, but I don't want $2,000 for that stove. Was amazing, but I'm not paying $2,000. They had some between $300 and $500. That's more my range of what I'm gonna get. They also had some sales. I'm hopefully that they have more sales on these refrigerators. They were like 50% off, and I've always wanted a refrigerator, the double door one with that one that makes the ice and stuff. And so that one will come later on down the road. But if they still have half off, of course I'm gonna get it sooner than later. So but the top priority is going to be the stove, the gas stove, because that's going to be the first thing. Because for now, I'm not going to be able to cook on a stove, because I'm not going to put an electric range there. I am going to have the microwave, but as you know, food from cooked on the microwave don't taste the same. So I did get a, which was great, because I've always wanted to get one of these, you know, those electric, what do you call these, pressure cookers that you could, it has 9 different functions. It's just, it's a pressure cooker and a rice cooker and a, all these other functions. And so I just never wanted to spend $100, $150 for one, $150. So I, for some reason, I said, let me just go into Sears and see, you know, because I thought that there, you know, I read somewhere that Sears or a lot of them are going to be going out of business. So I said, let me go see if they have any going out of business sale. But apparently, this particular Sears, they said that they were sold off and they're not connected with the Sears that's going to be going out of business. And so, so that's the good news. The only thing is, I don't know if the, how long these half off or, you know, half price on the refrigerators are going to last. I, you know, I wish I could have gotten it now, but obviously, yeah, that would be silly. Where would I put it? I would have them bring it here, and then I'm going to, what, have the movers move the refrigerator? No, it's not going to. So I'm going to have to wait on that. And so when I was in there, that's where I found the pressure cooker. I was like, I saw the price. I was like, is this a mistake? It was only for $49, $50 pretty much. I was like, what? I am snatching this right up, because this is what I'm going to be cooking on at least until April. I'm going to be cooking with that and, you know, nuking stuff with the microwave. And so I said to the guy, let me, is this a mistake? Because on the other side, they also said it was for $70, which is still good. It's less than 100. And so the guy was like, no, I think it's on sale for 50. And I looked and all the other ones had that on there. And so I waited to go grab it. He rang me up and it came up at 70. I was like, guy, it's supposed to be 50. So he went and called someone else and he tried to swindle me. He was like, well, it's $70. I was like, listen, it says $50 here and all the other ones say that. And then the other black guy, he backed me up and he was like, yeah, it's true, they all say it. So the white guy was like, okay, so let me see what I could do. I was like, well, I'm, all of them say that. So he finally gave it to me for, with tax, I think I paid like $47. So I'm not going to open it now because I'm not going to use it here. So I'm going to take that with me. And once I'm moved in, I'm going to get a new microwave, because the one I have now is, that thing is older than Medusa. So I'm not going to use that microwave. So I'm hungry. What else? Oh, I keep interrupting the story by telling stories. I keep interrupting the news story. So anyway, it says here that national data on the paycheck-to-paycheck experience is flimsy, but a recent report from the Federal Reserve spotlights the prevalence of extra tight budgets. That's what I'm going to be putting, an extra tight budget. Extra tight budget. And okay, let me know, I'm not gonna go off to another tangent, but I am though. I'm gonna be put into an extra, because I've been able to save like hundreds. I'm not gonna be able to save hundreds every pay period anymore. I'm gonna be lucky if I get to save 100. But anyway, that's, like I said, I, as long as I have money that's being saved for retirement and I'm able to meet my mortgage and all the other stuff that goes along with that, and my car loan and my student loan and my medical bills, and I don't want to keep going and going and going, but there's more stuff. But anyway, couldn't produce $400 in an emergency without sliding into debt or selling something, according to the 2017 figures. And it's true. I mean, I'm not that bad now. You know, I could definitely meet a $400 emergency fund right now. I can do that. But, and I'll see if I'll still be able to keep that up, because like I said, the bills are going to be going up a lot more. Basically, let's see. Yeah, it's going to be going up by hundreds from what I'm going to be paying now. But I'm up for it. All right, so that's enough of that. Let's close that out. Let's see what else is going on here. I've definitely talked your ears off, haven't I? Barely touched the surface of my news. I've been talking like a diarrhea of the mouth. All right, so John Kelly jabs Trump on the way out. Let's see what this story is about. Okay, ongoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defends his rocky tenure. In August 2017, shortly after John F. Kelly became White House Chief of Staff, he convened crucial meetings on Afghanistan at President Trump's golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Top officials from the Pentagon and the CIA, the Director of National Intelligence, diplomats, and lawmakers huddled with Trump as Kelly and others urged him not to give up in Afghanistan. When I first took over, he was inclined to want to withdraw from Afghanistan. I stop right there. I agree. We don't need to be in Afghanistan anymore. And I've said this on Politics Weekly, I believe. We talked about this on his last show of this year, 2018. And I said that we shouldn't be there. The war, we were there chasing after Bin Laden. Bin Laden is gone, so why the hell are we still there? But I digress. Kelly recounted doing an exclusive two-hour interview with the Los Angeles Times. He was frustrated. It was a huge decision to make. And frankly, there was no system at all for a lot of reasons. Palace, intrigue, and the rest of it. When I got there, the retired four-star Marine General will leave the administration on Wednesday, first as Homeland Security Chief, and then in 18 months at the White House, he presided over some of the Trump administration's most controversial immigration and security policies. In the phone interview Friday, Kelly defended his rocky tenure, arguing that it is best measured by what the president did not do when Kelly was at his side. It was only after Kelly's departure was confirmed, December 8th, for example, that Trump abruptly announced the pullout of all U.S. troops in Syria and half of the 14,000 troops from Afghanistan. Two moves that Kelly had opposed. Good. I'm glad that he's doing it. Kelly's supporters say he stepped in to block or divert the president on dozens of matters, large and small. They credit him in part for persuading Trump not to pull U.S. forces out of South Korea or withdraw from NATO as he had threatened. Kelly said he made sure that Trump had access to multiple streams of detailed information before he made a decision, even if the president says he often relies on his gut rather than U.S. intelligence. It's never been the president just wants to make a decision based on no knowledge and ignorance, Kelly said. You may not like his decision, but at least he was fully informed on the impact. Kelly allowed that spending nearly every waking minute of 15-hour days with the president, seemingly with one crisis after another, has been a bone-crushing hard job, but you do it. On most days, he said, he woke up at 4 a.m., typically came home at 9 p.m., then he often went straight into a secure area for classified reports and communications so he could keep working. Trump sometimes pressed his advisors on the limits of his authority under the law, often asking Kelly, why can't we do it this way? But Trump never ordered him to do anything illegal, Kelly stressed, because we wouldn't have. Right, get to the part where if he had said to me, Do it or you're fired, Kelly said he would have resigned. Trump enlisted him to bring order to the White House, racked by interagency. Okay, where is the part where he takes a jab? Where is it? It's just a long-winded story. Where is the part where he takes a jab? I couldn't have imagined that loss, he said. This is no burden. A family bears that is heavier. Okay, I don't know where this is. I'm sick of reading it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. Sick of you. I'm sick of you. You. Giuliani rips Mueller. Time to put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. Mueller the donkey. Yeehaw, yeehaw. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is seeking to put pressure on special counsel Robert the Mueller donkey. Yeehaw, yeehaw. To submit his report on whether the investigation into the Trump campaign and Russia has found collusion, saying Mueller should put up or shut up. Yeah, I agree with that. Don't need to read anymore. I agree. FBI examining Trump golf club employment documents for what? What is going on here? Let's see. So, the federal and state investigators are scrutinizing the employment documents of immigrants without legal status who allegedly worked at President Trump's golf club in New Jersey, according to their attorney. Annabelle Romero, a Newark attorney who represents five undocumented immigrants who say they work at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, said in an interview Saturday that he met with the investigators from the New blah 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 blah. Okay. The FBI agents told him that they would coordinate with the New Jersey State Attorney General's office. Morales and Diaz first went public in the interviews. The New York Times, and I don't care. Michael Cohen may get Hollywood treatment. I don't care. Pelosi hires new top lawyer for what? Is she hiring a lawyer for? Okay, let's dive into this one. Let's see. It says here, the man who could impeach Trump. Nancy Pelosi hires new top lawyer. Speaker designate Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, has picked a new guiding force for Democrats investigating and potentially impeaching President Trump when they take control of the House next year. Douglas Letter, a 40-year-old veteran of the Justice Department and former associate counsel in President Bill Clinton's White House, will be appointed to the role of House General Counsel, Pelosi said in a statement. Douglas has an outstanding and highly decorated record of achievement in service of America, Pelosi said. He will bring deep experience and legal expertise to the House as he counsels and represents our institution, members, and staff as House General Counsel. Letter 65 served as a blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Why did I even read it? I don't care. I was looking for the story where she was dancing in Hawaii. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to throw up my breakfast. Oh boy. Russian ex-spy pressured Manafort over debt. Where's that damn story? It's like it disappeared into thin air. Shut down week two. I don't care. Let's make a deal. Oh, let's see this one. McConnell at center of. Let's read this one. He's always been that way, though. McConnell at center of shutdown, impasse, but uncharacteristically disengaged. Let's see what this is about. The federal government has been partially shut down for a week. Hundreds of thousands of workers are for long, but there's no sign of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the veteran dealmaker who's brokered an end to so many Washington impasses. Oh, so he's doing, actually, I apologize, but I didn't realize what I read earlier in the beginning of the show. He's actually doing the right thing for once. He's not giving in to make it, to put it in plain English, he's not giving in. McConnell is home in Kentucky, and the senator's spokesman, Donald Stewart, said it's up to President Trump and the Democrats to come up with a deal to end the stalemate. Very good, McConnell. Very good. A round of applause. Good boy. Good Mitchie. Good Mitchie. Okay, I am sorry that I misread that story this when I read it earlier. Gay Navy couple recreate iconic New York WWI kiss. Oh, on that note, I will take a break. Worth today. I definitely am a talker today, ain't I? Political Bomb Show, Rayshon Blyden, politicalbombshow.cf, 323-835-1123. I'm gonna rifle through the rest of the news because I am way behind. I wasn't planning on doing so many segments. This is, after all, New Year's Eve, you know? I figured I need to go out with a bang. Bang, 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 bang. All right, let's see what we got here. Anything good? Trans actors want to play James Bond. Oh no, don't tell me that. I gotta tell you, if a trans is the new James Bond, I make a prediction right here, the movie's gonna flop. I mean, no man is gonna say this out loud like I'm saying it, but we are not going to go see a James Tran. It's not happening. Who wants to see a transgender James Bond? Are you crazy? The studio wants to kill the franchise for sure. No one is going to see a transgender James Bond. I'm sorry. It's just pathetic. Who the hell wants to see that? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. A trans James Bond. I don't even want to read the story. I really don't even want to read the story, honestly. Because, I don't know what to say. I really and truly don't know what to say on that because, I don't know what to say. It's just like, on the break, the former president called and he said to me, Ray, I don't like your that gay joke you made before you went on break. He said that. So this is what he said.
All those things override a guilt by association. Some of these issues to talk more fully about with full documentation that there's nothing I think there's no doubt that
okay, thank you for your input. I do not apologize. I'm moving right along. I really don't want... Let's just open this because you're going to ruin a franchise. I am sorry. You cannot have a gay James Bond transgender. You just can't do it. You're going to kill the franchise. Let's read this pathetic story. A trans man Bond would establish trans men in entertainment the way so many trans women like Laverne Cox already have four trans women, actor Scott Turner says. I'm telling you, you want to kill a franchise? Go ahead and do that. A transgender Bond would shake, not stir things up. Are you kidding me? You bet it's going to shake things up, not stir things up. It's going to be a freaking bomb. With Daniel Craig's tenure as the famed supremacy, the fame super spy coming to a close, actor Dominic West floated the idea of a transgender Bond in Sunday Times interview, saying it would be cool. Are you freaking kidding? I almost used the F word. Are you kidding me? Cool? Who is this Dominic West? Who is Dominic West? Dominic West, I don't even know who the hell he is. Dominic West talks to Wire Movie, Prince Harry, and why he's opposed to Scottish independence. I don't know who this guy is, but he's a freaking moron. He wants to kill the franchise. I'm not reading anymore. I've already said it. There's no men that are going to want to go and watch a transgender Bond. I don't care. I'm on record saying this, and I will not take it back. It's really... Are you kidding me? Let's move on, please. Let's get out of that story. I said I would just rifle through the stories until that one just... trying to kill James Bond? Are you kidding me? I can't get off of this story. Are you telling me that a transgender game James Bond is going to be cool? What is wrong with this guy? He wants to kill the franchise. There's no questions about it. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? He says it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool, all right. Cool. Cool like a hot summer day in a desert. Are you kidding me? Cool. That's really, really sickening. Sickening. Couldn't be cool. Thank you.
James Bond. Hold on, let me tuck it in, please. Hold on. Swing, not stirred.
Swing. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Okay, that's enough. That's enough on that subject. Let's move on, please. I can't deal with it. Oh, boy. Okay, so we are said Putin sent a letter. He wants a dialogue. China pushes for primacy in the space. I don't care. Another bigger caravan set to leave Honduras. Build the freaking wall. Build the freaking wall. Keep the government shut down until they build the freaking wall, okay? Build the wall. For short, I say BTW. Build that damn thing. Build it now. Build it now. Before we have the transgender Bond comes. I can't get over that, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? You have a... Oh, my Lord. Okay, I can't deal with it.
Guys, is there something stuck in my buttocks? Oh no, it's just my schlong is tucked in. I am a trans. I didn't get the surgery yet. You'll have to excuse me. I'm James Trans. Shaken, not stirred.
Oh my goodness. When we come back, we'll get into the main topic on people are not what they seem to be, like a trans Bond.
Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Shkundi muj së bom edhe dhe i treti. Sanet po ndrojnë të munu më koni njeti. Poj është jam jam a jo bashiketi. Lejti shoqet që të thujnë si ap lejti. Së shpejtit harojnë si të bojnë frer për veti. Mas leti i shkon mi dhonë fun ma. Para se me pos diçka ma shumë na.
Hi, I'm Trans Svendebarn. Could I help you?
Let's stop. I can't get off that subject. That's just ridiculous. All right, let's get to the main theme. Can you imagine the transgenders picking it out my house when I'm in there? Like,
hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
I bet you will go. Okay, so let's talk about this for a while. I want to talk about people who are on social media. Or even in a work setting, they present themselves one way, but on the inside, and when they're not on social media or at work, they act completely different. And that's, you know, I've been there before. I've done that where when I used to have my crew, as I called them, I would definitely act different as opposed to when I was by myself, because I felt like I always had to put on a show, for lack of a better word. And that's how it is with social media. I feel like people are putting on a show. They want to present themselves in a good light so people can like them. And that's what it is. They don't want to you know, put themselves out there in a negative light. And that's why many people do that. So I can certainly understand why people do that. Definitely understand it. And but it's not a good way to be, because I'll tell you what, in the end it's going to catch up to you. It really is. I mean, it's what's going to happen is going to eat away at you. When, and I'm not kidding, it's going to eat away at you and eat away at you, and it's going to build up and build up until finally it's got to go somewhere. All that energy that was built up in, within, it's got to go somewhere. So it's not good to be that way. And I'm glad I'm not that way anymore. I am definitely not the person I used to be. I'm not like that. I will not allow, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, like how you buy these web building software for people who build websites, and it says what you see is what you get. Well, that's me. What you see is what you get. There's no hiding it. That's just what you see is what you get. And that's why with me, and it's no kidding, is you either love me or you hate me. There's no gray area. It's a love hate thing. You're gonna love me or you're gonna hate me. That's just how it is. There's not gonna be any gray area in between. It's always like that. It's been like that forever. You either like or you hate me. So that's how it is. And it's been like that throughout my entire life. From the time I was a kid, people liked or hated me. Or my music, from the beginning, people liked or hated it. When I got more famous, people liked or hated it. And there were political bombs, so I've been here. I don't know if it's been a full year yet. Because I started in 2018, but I don't know exactly when. I'd have to go back and look at it and see exactly when I started. So I don't think I've been doing this quite a year yet to get people to love or hate me yet. So we shall see. It remains to be seen, but it's definitely not a good thing, because I'll tell you, once you keep letting stuff build up and pretending to be happy-go-lucky, where on the inside you're so depressed and you have to always be around people to be happy, and then when you're usually by yourself, you're drunk, pissy drunk, because you don't love yourself, you don't like yourself, you don't like who you are, because you're pretending you're something that you're not. It's not a good thing to be, because I tell you, I've been there, and God didn't want me to go. I got to that point. I never want to go back to that point again. That was almost a cowardly way, and he did not let me take the cowardly way out. I survived, and so some people may say, yes, that's great, you survived. Others may say, oh man, too bad. There are people out there like that, you know. I used to have people who would call and wish me death every day. I mean, it can take a toll on you, but I don't even pay it any mind. Obviously, there are sickos out there, and you gotta take, you know, threats seriously. But I don't let it slow me down. I continue living. I protect myself as best I can, and I don't pretend to be something that I'm not. That's probably why I've been single forever, because there's no frills, no bells and whistles here. It's just plain and straight. That's it. There's no sugarcoating anything. So it's an acquired taste, as people would, if you want to put it that way. It's an acquired taste. You just take it or leave it. And apparently everyone wanted to leave it. And whenever I feel the urge of easing back into those ways, I always think, how did I feel when I was like that? When I didn't want to lose a friendship and I would literally beg. Do you know how degrading that is, to beg? I don't care if they were my best friend or not. If someone wants to leave, you have to let them leave. And you can't go chasing after people. And it hurts like a SOB. It hurts, and I know. And I'm speaking present and past and presently. It hurts like a SOB, not wanting to make amends. But you have to be forgiven sometimes too. So it's a fine line. But sometimes you say, well, you didn't do anything wrong. You just spoke the truth. And the truth may have hurt, and or you could have said it a better way, and now things are not as they used to be. So what can you do? There's nothing you can do about it. You can't take anything back. It's not like you could revert like the Flash, where you spin the world backwards and make everything, or go through what you call it. I forget what you call it, whatever. You can't take things back, so feelings were hurt, and hey, I understand. I'm not gonna apologize, because I didn't say anything wrong. I said exactly what was on my mind. Now, did I have to do it and say it publicly like that? No. But to my defense, and it's not an excuse, I was very drunk and depressed, and it was Christmas, and the rest is history on that. So I don't know what else I can say on the subject there. I really and truly don't know. As far as someone else goes, it's just people, you know, you're going to learn sooner or later. You think that you're living high off the hog now, and you're traveling and on stolen money, allegedly. Yeah, it's going to catch up to you sooner or later. It really is. You can't, you know, this guy, he's a ticking time bomb, to put it lightly. I'm not joking about this. He needs some serious psychiatric help. I'm not even kidding. He's on the verge of blowing. You heard it here. He's on the verge of blowing. I'm not going to say names and not going to get into details. I'm being very vague on purpose, but he's going to blow and he's going to explode. So yeah, I don't want to be around when it happens. I really don't. So I'm glad that I'm going to be moving and he'll have no idea where I live. Not to say he wants to come after me, but even if he did, well then, hey, may the best man win. But yeah, he needs some help. He really does. He really and truly needs some help. But you can't go on life pretending like everything is A-okay. You really can't do that. There's only so you. What's going to happen when you're by yourself? You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen because I've been there. You're going to drown in your own thoughts is what's going to happen. You're going to drown in your own thoughts. You can't be around people 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's not possible. Obviously, unless you're married and you live with your girlfriend, you live with your boyfriend, you know, then that's different and you sleep in the same bed. But still, even still, you're not going to be with each other 24 hours a day. You're going to have different work schedules maybe, or sometimes you'll reach home before her or vice versa. And you can't get away from your own thoughts. You're going to get buried in your thoughts. And I'm telling you from experience, these thoughts are going to get stronger and stronger because you held it down within so long and it just bubbles up to the surface and it's like a volcano eruption, and it's not even funny. It's a volcano eruption. So I feel really, 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 really bad. But the signs were always there. I mean, I've always said it from the beginning. I was like, this guy just started working with us. How in the world is he affording all these vacations and traveling and going here and going there? And this, and the car that he had, I was like, this guy just started working here. He's not making top of the, you know, dollar yet. How is he affording all of these things? I didn't say much about it, but now it all adds up and makes sense. It really does. So yeah, that's too bad. I honestly, I feel so bad for his friend that he recommended there. He put that man in a bad spot, and so I feel really really bad for him. I really do. My heart really does go out to him that he was put in a position like that. Because if I had a friend that put me in that position, well, we wouldn't be no longer friends, but it wouldn't have even gone that far. Because from the second something shady was going down, I would have been documenting it and management would have known about it. So it wouldn't have even gone that far. You wouldn't have gotten 2/3 of the stuff that you allegedly got. So that's just, it wouldn't have happened with me. And people who know me, who get close to me, they know not to even try that, because they know I absolutely despise liars and thieves. There's nothing worse than a liar and a thief. And they go hand in hand, by the way. They go hand in hand. Because if you steal, you're going to lie. I mean, it's more difficult, sometimes it's more difficult to go, if you lie, you steal, because not every person who lies is a thief, but if you're a thief, you lie. There's no question about it. If you're a thief, you lie. And so I'm not, you know, even if our friendship had a chance of being forgiven and going back on track after what you allegedly did, there's no way that I'm going to do that again. I've already had friends who were a liar and thief, and I tried to pretend it didn't bother me, and yeah, it does. But I mean, obviously it was different because those friends stole directly from me. So, but either way, I'm not going to let anyone back into my life like that. Because if you could steal from someone else, why not do the same to me? I'm not going to allow a friendship to get that close again where I'm blinded and blindsided, and then they put me in that position again. Because this time around, it's not going to be very nice at all. It really won't be nice at all. So before I get put in a position like that, the friendship, even if it had a chance of, you know, coming back, it's not going to come back. It really won't. Not after that. Not after what you did. Well, allegedly, I better say allegedly, cover myself. But yeah, you cannot, or you shouldn't present yourself as being one thing on social media, and then in real life, you're completely different. Because I don't think people do it because they're being a phony. I think, honestly, people don't want other people to see them in a bad light. They don't want other people to go online and say, "Did you see Bobby J's Instagram and Snapchat? Wow, he's sick. What is wrong with him? Do you believe?" See, people don't want to be casted in a bad light like that. So I could kind of see why they do that on social media. I mean, yeah, I could see that. I don't do it, though. I speak my mind, and it doesn't matter. Like I said, if you follow me on my Snapchat, P Bombshell, you can see that. I definitely just speak my mind. I don't hold back there. I don't. So I guess I should end the show by talking about New Year's resolutions. Can't end the show, a New Year's Eve show, without at least bringing that up. So what are my New Year's resolutions? My New Year's resolutions are pretty much tasks that I need to do to get my home to the point where I want it to be. As far as, I'm not going to get into all the details, but a fence. I definitely need a fence, specifically a privacy fence, because there's no fence. The yard, it has a nice flat yard, and I want a privacy fence. I want to be able to have barbecues back there. Then when I have a dog could run loose back there in the yard. So privacy fence is a resolution that I want to have happen. And the good thing about next year's resolution is that they're not life-changing resolutions anymore, because my 2018, I want my resolution, well, from 2017 to 2018, my resolution was I want change. I didn't know if it was, I really wanted it to be a job change. That's what I wanted, but I wanted change big time. And this is a big change, and I'm looking forward to it. I really am. But I'm going to take things slow. As far as I know, I have a list of things, but I do have a friend that, like I said, I think earlier in the show, and his cousin does, you know, cosmetic type work, and I'll definitely get with him. Another person who was gonna do my electrician. As far as the bathroom, I definitely would like there's no plug there. How am I supposed to? I shave myself and cut my hair. There's no plug in the bathroom, so I don't like that. And I definitely need a vent in the bathroom too. I need a vent when you blow the toilet up, and I have to get graphic here. And I need a dehumidifier for sure for the basement. I'm not sure if you use it in the winter or use it all year round. I've never really used a dehumidifier, so I'm gonna do like I always do, research things, type it in, see when do you use a dehumidifier, and so on. And there's pretty much all of my New Year's resolutions revolving around getting the house to a place where it's not cosmetically, it's not that bad, but there are some cosmetic things, because it's an older house, that I need to have done. And And so that's going to be my resolution, to get all the cosmetic things done and get all the furniture back to the way I want it to be, and eventually get the basement renovated so I could build my podcast studio. That's a big plus, a big one for me. So everything is revolving around the home right now, and I am very excited about that. Very, very excited. So for New Year's show, I think I might broadcast very early, midnight to be exact, exactly midnight. I'll try to broadcast if I'm not out. I'm just giving you forewarning. I'm giving you warning right now. If the show is broadcast at midnight, I'm probably gonna be a little tipsy, to put it lightly. So just giving you fair warning now. All right, the show went quite a little bit long, but I went up with a bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang. Hope you guys have a good New Year's. If you guys want to be on my show for New Year's, talking about what your New Year's resolutions are going to be, you can leave me voice messages, 323-835-1123. Or just go to politicalbombshow.cf, and there's an app there where you can leave a voice message that way. And we'll play some of those resolutions on New Year's. See you next year.
Political corruption cripples a nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed.
Would you like to earn free t-shirts, silicone wristbands, and more? Simply follow us on Snapchat. Username is PBombshow.